Episode number 115 from Zen is Right Here, teaching stories and anecdotes of Shunryu Suzuki. During the Saturday morning work period at Sokoji, a student who'd been around for a few years was sweeping the Zendo floor when he saw a newcomer apparently wondering what to do. He went over and handed the fella his broom. When he turned around, there was Suzuki Roshi, arm outstretched, offering him his own broom. That's from Mike Dixon at Sokoji, around 1966. Yeah, there were a lot of new students coming in 66, and Mike had been around, God, I don't know, since 62 or somewhere around that. He's the artist, Mike Dixon. Willard Dixon is his art name. Wife at the time who died is the one who edited Zen My Beginner's Mind. But there he is. And, you know, he handed somebody a broom, and Suzuki handed him a broom, and it made a big impression on him. Now, why is that? Well, they're having a silent work period. It's sort of like work zazen. And he noticed somebody needed something and gave it to him. And then Suzuki was right there giving him something. He was saying, right, you did that's, you know, good. That was just like a little sign of approval, or that was like a little nudge saying you're going in the right direction. I think Mike has even mentioned to me that he didn't pay much attention to other people, so maybe, you know, he was an artiste. Maybe Suzuki was giving him a little nudge in that direction because he thought he needed it. But anyway, that's the sort of, wordless cue that, you know, people give each other, and that's one that impressed him. And coming from his teacher, it meant a lot, and he remembered it. And it doesn't have to be thought of in terms of approval or disapproval. It's sort of like a dance. Or, you know how one principal way that people study Zen with a teacher is to copy them. Well, in a sense, Mike was copying Suzuki before Suzuki did it. Or Suzuki was copying Mike, see, which is high praise. Or it was just sort of like, oh, yeah, I know that dance. I like that dance. I'll make that move, too. It's a little beyond just, you did good. Here's a pat on the back. Suzuki was always encouraging us to cooperate rather than be competitive. He saw competition, especially among males, as, a bigger problem here than it had been in the practice he was used to in Japan. It's like his son told me, he said, you know, in Japan, we enter into the stream of Buddhism. In America, it's my way. So Suzuki was joining in on the our way, highway. It's like Suzuki said, one of the powers of Buddha is to notice what somebody needs and give it to them. You know, if it's something wholesome. This has been a Cuke Audio mini podcast. I'm DC Puba of Cuke Audio and Cuke Archives, coming to you from Sleepy Sonor, where it's raining again, with Dogette Bandita, Feline Cuchita, and dear lovely Katrinka. And we're wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening.